Do you want me to like re-say that part?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so every summer, my grandma and my aunts, they like to take, like, me and my cousins that are from America, take us Thobe shopping, like, in the old city in Jordan. But last summer, we went shopping for Thobes for my sister's henna party, because she was getting married. So that was super fun, like, just, you know, going from shop to shop and, like, judging everything and all the different colors and styles. And I feel like, especially since October 7th and the encampment, and like I'm learning more about like Palestinian culture, and I think that like what we've learned about identifying Thobes from different regions of Palestine, like I would love, you know, for this next summer when we do go Thobe shopping, like to kind of use that knowledge that I've built, like, from all the conversations that we've had at the encampment, because, yeah, I think that it is super interesting, and although it's in Jordan, like, I still think that, you know, there's such a huge Palestinian diaspora in Jordan that, like, we will easily be able to, like, see those differences and notice those little things, so, yeah. That's kind of what seeing that Thobe reminded me of. Aww. Yeah.
Well, I'll jump in with a little follow-up question, but I can clip this out and, like, so, you know, seeing things back together. That's been one thing that's been on my mind, because I am aware that, like, historically, the embroidery could identify, like, very specifically what region you were from.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really awesome to learn that people are still, like, aware of those traditions and wanting to keep them going.
Yeah.
Are there any that you already know of? You're like, oh, I can tell that's from that region because of this.
I would say like Ramallah mainly, just because I feel like it is like one of the most popular, especially like in Palestine, like because Ramallah is still such a active city. But I think that like I honestly myself, my family's from Kerkilia, and I don't know like what Thobes look like from that area. So like I would love to learn actually like how to identify, you know, a Kerkilian Thobe, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, like I would say Ramallah probably is like the most obvious, just because like, yeah, I feel like it's most of the time the most colorful and like, yeah, I feel like I would be able to differentiate them based on, like, the region, but, yeah.
Are there particular colors that are really noticeable? Or when you say it's very colorful, like, can you describe more?
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm always seeing, like, bright pink, purple, like, blue, whereas, like, I feel like more traditionally it's, like, one color, there's one base color, and then there's, like, colors that complement it, but I feel like sometimes it's, like, you know, there is not really a base color, and, like, it's kind of, you know, all of it, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I've seen historical pieces that are a lot of, like, black with all red embroidery.
Yes. That's the kind of Thobes that me and my cousins got for my sister's bridal shower, yeah.
Okay.
And she got all white and gold.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
It was super pretty. But, yeah.
Nice. So what is it like, even just, you know, going through that market, thinking about, like, you know, because I know that you've grown up here in the U.S., so what is it like for you, even just being in the market in Jordan?
Well, I know that when I go in there, like, because me and my cousins and my sister, like, we'll speak Arabic English, like, a mix of both. So they always tell us, like, no English when we're inside, because obviously that, you know, makes them want to up the price for us. You know, we're tourists, you know, that kind of thing.
Good point.
So, yeah, and my sister is, like, pale, blue eyes, so, like, she's, like, stay in the back, like, that kind of thing. But it is super cool, like, seeing them bargain and, like, you know, one of my aunts specifically, she's so good at it. Like, she will get them, like, half the price from, like, what they first say. And, yeah, I like going from shop to shop and like seeing how just like popular it is. Like, I feel like if I see a thobe in America, I'm like, whoa, like, who are you? But like, if I see one in Jordan, I'm like, oh, it's just so normal. Like, and I definitely like, yeah, I love that.
Nice. Do you wear them then? You know, here or in Jordan? And I'm just thinking, I mean,
like, for events, my cousin actually got married this past summer, so I did wear a thobe, but like, most of the ones that I have are like, yeah, just kind of fancy, like, you know, wouldn't really wear them on the day-to-day.
Sure.
And I actually don't have any of them in Bloomington, but I should probably bring them. But yeah, I have a few. I have one that's like pink and green and white, and then red and black, and another one that's like purple and blue and white.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love her Eid. So the community here is really diverse, and Eid's kind of a fashion show. I don't know if it's like that everywhere.
Oh, really?
But yeah, not only like the latest fashions from certain places, like, I mean, you know, some countries are very fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so cool. Like, even if it's not fashion, it's just really awesome to see people like wearing something that's special to them from home that they wouldn't necessarily get a chance to wear otherwise.
For sure. Like, when we do Eid in our family, like, we're always, like, you know, at the beginning of the summer, usually we're like, okay, we need to find our Eid dresses, like, we need to go on the hunt, like, and we try to get them here in America just because we usually don't wear thobes or anything like that just because, I don't know, I'm not sure why, but, yeah, we we like to, like, see what we can do, especially shopping in America, because, you know, a lot of the dresses are super short, like, super short.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, spaghetti straps, then we have to buy a little shawl or a little cardigan on top and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a perpetual challenge, just finding stuff that's modest enough to wear. Yeah.
Yeah, in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, if there's anything you want to add, I'm happy to add to that, but that is fantastic.
Not that I know of. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.